Well, I ask you all leave to wear my hat because of the sun. Today we are talking about Islam in the Middle East, Asia, and Europe, but there's another lecture which is Islam in Africa, and South and East Asia. And also another is being done on part of Western Europe and another on Islam in the Americas. So this is sort of the geographical coverage that is going to bring up the history and the present circumstances in a short period of 3 hours, say 2.5 hours. Anyway, so I interpret my commission here to do Islam in what is called the Arab world and the Turco-Iranian world. And I interpret the Africa, South and East Asia as being Africa south of the Sahara, non-Arabic speaking Africa, the South Asia, Indian subcontinent, and Southeast Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia. And so that's what we'll cover. Now, did I give you the model before of the Muslim population? In general, although it's not precise, the Arabic-speaking Muslims are one-sixth, the Turco-Iranians are one-sixth, the South Asians are two-sixths, the Malay Indonesians are one-sixth, and the Africans south of the Sahara, or non-Arabic-speaking Africans, are one-sixth of the Muslims. And that count omits a few nationalities. There would be no place there for the Bosnians, the Albanians, and the Chinese Muslims, that is, the ones of Chinese culture who speak Chinese, or for that matter, for Euro-American Muslims like myself. But on the whole, all of those other groups are not very significant demographically when you consider we're talking about basically hundreds of millions of people. Each of those sixths is more than 200 million. Dr. Shafia said 1.3 billion Muslims, and that, I think, today would not be far from the mark. 1.2 billion, maybe. Anyway, if each of the sixths were counted at being around 200 million, 200 million Arabs, then 200 million Turco-Iranians, more than 400 million Indo-Pakistani-Bangladeshi Muslims, and I guess slightly less than 200 million Malay Indonesian, and 200 million African, maybe somewhat less also than that, but I don't know, something like on that order. So that doesn't put you far astray if you think of the Muslims in terms of being sixths, with the South Asians having a double count. And of course, that means that